Welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast with your host, Funk Roberts. Funk has co-authored the best-selling book, Rapid Body Makeover. He is a master metabolic trainer, has been interviewed as a fitness expert on NBC, ABC, and CBS affiliates, and has a dedicated following of over 1.5 million people worldwide. With this podcast, Funk is dedicated to helping men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond to regain their manhood and reach their highest potential through fitness, health, nutrition, mindset, and becoming over 40 alpha men. Join me in welcoming your host, Funk Roberts.
What's up, my brother? What's up, my brother? And welcome to the Over 40 Alpha Podcast. This is episode number 4, and thank you so much for spending your time with me. I'm telling you guys, I totally appreciate it. I'm your host, Funk Roberts, and I'm here to help men in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond get in the best shape of your life. And how, you may ask? Well, we're going to focus on 4 main pillars. We're going to focus on your mindset. We're going to focus on recovery and sleep strategies. We're going to focus on nutrition and the best workouts for men over 40 to get in the best shape of their life. And on today's episode, we are going to focus on probably one of the most important aspects of, you know, transformation, body transformation, fitness, health, getting results. I always say one thing. You can't out-train a bad diet, period. No matter how many workouts you do, no matter how many days you do it, no matter what kind of workouts you do, if your nutrition sucks, you will never, ever get results. So today, we're going to focus on probably one of the most important aspects of transforming your health, of transforming your body in your 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s, and that's going to be nutrition. Guys, our nutrition has to change, and it has to change drastically. We have to focus on testosterone. So today we're going to talk about macronutrients, micronutrients, foods, the best foods to eat for testosterone, the foods you need to stay away from that kill our testosterone. So at the end of this program, at the end of this episode, you're going to have information that you can actually take away and start using and start implementing in your own nutrition, daily nutrition. Start to boost that testosterone. It's so funny. I just got a Facebook message or a Facebook post in our Over 40 Alpha Brotherhood website. That's for all the brothers who have purchased the Over 40 Shred program. And Mike G., Mike Gillespie, man, big up to Mike Gillespie. He just posted something that talked about how he gets blood work done every single year. And Mike's 58, it's going to be 59 in a couple of weeks as this episode's being recorded. And Mike posted in the Brotherhood, he said that when he got his blood work, his testosterone levels went up by 12%. 12% at 58 years old, his testosterone levels are increasing. And the reason for that, he said, was I've just been implementing Funk's nutrition, you know, implementing those testosterone boosting foods and the foods that keep my estrogen levels down, that keep cortisol levels down, that keep inflammation down, that keep my insulin level and that boost testosterone. So it's amazing. I mean, I love those stories, and I love the fact that Mike bought in to nutrition, right? He bought into the nutrition plan. He kept using it. He's a jiu-jitsu guy, so he does his BJJ. So, you know, the workouts aren't the most important thing for him, but nutrition was key. 12%. That's amazing. And the results are there. I posted it on my Instagram. I posted it in the Over 40 Facebook group. Of course, it's in the Over 40 Brotherhood. But the results don't lie, man. The tests don't lie. It's incredible. And I just want to send a big up to Mike Gillespie, man. You're amazing. Part of the Over 40 Alphas in the Brotherhood. I love it. Speaking of that program, guys, listen, as we get to 40, 50, 60, 70, as we reach 40 specifically, we have problems. You know, we hit a part where We don't get gains if we're in the gym. We gain a lot of weight just because of our lifestyle. We lose muscle. Sarcopenia is proven, science, research. That is the loss of muscle as we get over 40, 50, 60. Our sex drive seems to diminish, especially for me, it did when I turned 40. We get joint pain, our metabolism slows down, recovery takes longer. We talked about that in the last episode. You're more prone to injury and, of course, chronic illness, heart disease, obesity, high blood pressure, diabetes, cardiovascular disease, depression. All of these things start to happen, especially when we hit 40, and start to accelerate in our 40s if we don't do something about it. And there are things we can do about it, because a lot of these things, probably most of these things, in fact, everything that I just talked about, has to do with your testosterone levels. If you start to increase your testosterone levels and decrease those testosterone-killing hormones, you are going to see an increase in muscle gain, a decrease in your weight and fat loss, especially around the belly, an increase in your sex drive, less joint pain, faster metabolism, faster recovery, better sleep, more energy. Heart disease, kick that to the curb, along with cardiovascular disease, diabetes, and your depression. I'm telling you, once you start to focus on testosterone, it'll change your life. And that's what my program's all about, the Over 40 Shred 90-day program. Over40shred.com/90-day program/. Hit that up, man, because my focus is 90 days focusing on mindset, focusing on recovery, focusing on nutrition, focusing on workouts that will help just specifically for men over 40, because I know how difficult it is to find information online specifically for guys over 40, especially when it comes to fitness and health. A lot of stuff for women, a lot of stuff for the younger cats, but nothing specifically for men over 40, and that's where I come in. I'm the savior. And that's where my program comes in. And that's where hundreds of guys, hundreds of over 40 alphas in the brotherhood have got incredible results. Guys like Mike Gillespie, guys like Terry Swanson, guys like Alan Little, guys like Terry, guys like Alan Morganti. And the list goes on. Mike Cantana. I mean, the list goes on. Go to over40shred.com/90-day program/. Don't forget that slash at the end. And put in over40shred20. That's a discount code to get you 20% off. Grab that program, man. It's 90 days of phase one where we focus on fat loss. I give you mindset. I give you recovery strategies. I give you workouts. Follow along workouts. All you do is plug them in. All you need is your body weight and a couple of dumbbells. And I give you a full nutrition plan. Done for you and do it yourself and a full plan. Then in phase two, we move to muscle growth. Because we got to build that muscle, man. Sarcopenia is in the way. So we got to battle sarcopenia. So we're going to start building muscle using more dumbbells, heavier dumbbells, and more muscle-focused workouts. New workouts, new nutrition, new mindset. And then in phase three, we're doing the total body shred. We're taking everything, we're putting it together with new workouts, new nutrition that's gonna support shredding up. And again, that accountability. And I'm there to coach you. Weekly coaching video calls, weekly, plus a ton of other awesome things that you get. Grab that program right now. Listen, you're gonna spin your wheels trying to find a program. I'm telling you. Especially now, moving into January, people are gonna be putting their resolutions. But you're gonna say, oh yeah, I want to get healthy. I want to get fit. I'm gonna join a gym. But you're still not gonna have a plan. What plan are you going to use? What nutrition are you going to use? What recovery are you going to use? What are you going to do? You're going to hire a young personal trainer who has no clue how to train a guy in his 40s, 50s, 60s. I'm 49 years old, man. I've done this for 9 years. I know how to train guys in their 40s, 50s, 60s, and 70s. I know how to get results. So stop looking, man. Over40shred.com/90-day program/, and use that 20% discount code. Actually, I'll make it simple. Use the 20% discount code podcast, all lowercase podcast, and get it done. All right, let's get to nutrition and the best nutrition strategies and information for men over 40. We are live, my people. What's up? Welcome to the Over 40 Shred podcast with your host, the Funkster, Funk Roberts here to enlighten your day and teach you and educate and talk and chill all about what we as men over 40, men in our 50s, men in our 60s, men in our 70s need to do to be the best we can be. Mind, body, soul. Health, you know, I mention this a lot. This is the time now. Today is the time that we need to get in the best shape of our lives, you know, getting our best health. Because as we get older, there's more that, you know, are against us, you know. Obviously, time's against everybody, but, you know, there's more things that we have to think about. You know, health problems, diseases, and, you know, joints and, you know, muscle breakdown and testosterone levels lowering, and fat gain, and, you know, a lot of things that we need to weight gain, a lot of things that we need to, our brains aren't working as sharp. They can. And all these things I talk about, we can negate them and slow them down and slow down the aging process. But we've got to be smart, and we've got to change the way that we've been, you know, dealing with our health in the past when we were younger. You know, we've got to introduce new foods that will increase our number one male hormone, testosterone, and stay away from other foods that play havoc on our hormones and, you know, build muscle and get strong and recover more and, you know, focus more on our health and wellness and family and, you know, so, and it's never too late, no matter where you are. I always say that it's never too late. Doesn't matter where you are in life right now. Doesn't matter how overweight you are. Doesn't matter if you've never trained before or haven't worked out, you know, in years. It doesn't matter if you've got, you know, diabetes or, you know, high blood pressure or, you know, your knees hurt, your back hurts, all of those things. When a proper health program is put together, all of those things will go away. All of those things will decrease. And you'll start to increase in your life expectancy and your energy and your mood and your body and the way you interact in your with your relationships, the way you tackle your business, your work. You're going to reach your potential, my brothers. And that's what we're here to talk about. And today, we're going to talk about nutrition. We're going to talk about the specific nutrition men over 40 need to focus on. Because let me tell you something, brothers. Nutrition that they're serving us in the media, in magazines, on the internet, are not geared to men over 40. They're just not. You know, they're not geared to supporting and promoting the health of our number one male sex hormone, our number one hormone, our dominant hormone, the hormone that makes us who we are, hormone that makes us a man, the hormone that impacts so much in our body, you know, muscle growth, fertility, bone health, strength, sex, energy, mood, brain health, all those things, man, that make us who we are, confidence, you know, our testosterone, brothers. That's what we're here to talk about. How the hell do we feed our body to help us increase and produce more testosterone, more than just the normal level? We don't want normal level testosterone. We want high levels of testosterone. We want to maximize out our testosterone. You know, we want to be in the best health, feel the best, be energized the best we can be by maximizing our testosterone levels and minimizing the other hormones, the enemies, the arch enemies of testosterone, cortisol, inflammation, insulin, estrogen. Number one, we got to get rid of that shit. No soy. So today I'm going to talk about what type of nutrition plan you should be thinking about, what type of nutrition plan you should be on, what type of foods you should be eating. I'm not going to go too deep because in subsequent podcasts, we're going to talk a lot about nutrition, foods to eat, foods to stay away from. But you're going to be surprised. You're going to be shocked. If you don't know much about the type of macronutrient ratio you need in order to boost your testosterone, you're going to be shocked. Because let's face it, when you're looking for a nutrition plan, you know, and you're looking on the internet or you're reading magazines, or it's going to be very hard for you to find something that's tailored to you. You're going to find low carb diets. You're going to find, and people always tell you carbs make you fat. You know, got to stay away from carbs. You know, you got to have low carbs. Bullshit. Not when you're over 40, man. Or you're going to find plans that talk about low fat. You know, you got to stay away from fats. Fats make you fat. Bullshit. Not when you're over 40. You need those fats, healthy fats. People are going to feed you keto diets and, you know, although intermittent fasting is good in some sense for guys over 40. I like it. There's ways to implement fasting into a testosterone-based nutrition plan that can really speed up, your results, fat burning results, increase metabolism, reset that metabolism. But you're going to find all kinds of fucking diets out there, man, that just are not geared towards us. A lot of diets are geared towards women because women eat that shit up. A lot of diets are just not sustainable. They're too restrictive. And, you know, I don't know how many of you are, you know, I don't know how many of you, you know, they're going to feed you vegetarian diets, vegan diets. I'm going to tell you right now, if you're listening to this and you're a vegan, it's going to be extremely hard for you to increase your testosterone levels. Because the foods that you need to eat will make you have to eat animal products. I guess that's in order to maximize, but we'll get to that. I'm not saying it's impossible, but it's very hard. Already, as a vegan, it's hard to find specific macronutrients and sources to eat. So it's already kind of restrictive. And yes, you've got energy and all this stuff, but your testosterone levels, go get them checked. See where they are. See, you know, if they're at a high level, because you just don't want normal. You want a high level. Anyways, so the diets out there, the plans out there, they're just not sustainable. I don't know if you've gone on different diets and, you know, tried to crash diet to, you know, get in shape for a wedding or, you know, going to the beach. But most of the times when you get off those diets, you bounce back even more. You put on even more weight. You know, and then you're left there to like, what the fuck? Now where am I at? You know, I tried this diet. It worked. Sure. You know, it works for, you know, some time, of course, you know. Especially if you're going to bring in less calories than you put out, right? It's going to work, but is it sustainable? You know, you want to be on an eating plan, nutrition plan that you can be on for a full year, 2 years. No problem. If you can't, then it's not a sustainable diet. It's not a sustainable nutrition plan. It's not a sustainable eating plan, and you shouldn't be on it. But even more important, when we get to 40, when we get to 50, when we get to 60, when we get to this age, our middle age, our testosterone levels naturally decrease, you know, starting at our 30s, 1% to 2%. I say this all the time, but it's something that you need to hammer in. And yes, you can go in and get your testosterone levels checked, but it's testosterone to estrogen levels that you need to get checked. That's the key, right? That's the key. What is that ratio? Because a lot of times we're eating estrogen increasing foods like soy and other foods that we should not be putting in our body. Beer, drinking beer. Beer raises your estrogen levels, man. We don't want that. That's the female hormone. And yes, we need a bit of it. But we can't have high estrogen levels. That's where you see, I know right away. I'll tell you right now, I know right away. That's where you see man boobs. That's where you see beer belly, or not beer bellies, but like really a lot of weight around the belly. Belly bulge, belly fat. I know right away. Right away, you know, when someone has low testosterone, if they have a fat belly, they have a lot of weight on their belly. They're obese, or if they have a lot of weight in their belly, you know right away, no matter how big they are, no matter how buff they may look, if you've got fat around your belly, you have low testosterone. That's it. I know. I can see it. I can see all these guys with beer bellies and high estrogen, low testosterone. High cortisol, low testosterone. So the foods you eat and the foods you avoid are going to be massive to ensuring not only your testosterone levels are high, but of course, when you have high testosterone levels, it's easier for you to build muscle, gain strength, and burn fat, lose weight, have a higher metabolism. So it's very vital. Obviously, sex drive and mood and all those other things, but it's very vital. Plus, you want to keep inflammation down. So when you're on this type of a nutrition plan that focuses on testosterone, you're going to eat foods that decrease inflammation. You're going to eat foods that decrease cortisol levels. You're going to eat foods that stabilize your insulin levels. You're going to eat foods that decrease estrogen and increase testosterone production. But you got to do it the right way. You got to do it the right way. And here's the kicker. It's not hard. It's, in fact, it's very easy. It's very sustainable. It's very, very sustainable. Once you learn, it's very sustainable. It's easy, man. You're eating a very balanced macronutrient diet plan. You know, a lot of these fitness people, I don't call it a diet because diet means you're going to go off of it. I don't call it a, you know, nutrition. It's diet, nutrition plan, eating plan, whatever the fuck, lifestyle, whatever it is, whatever floats your boat. Lifestyle, because it's going to be sustainable. So, you know, we need to really focus on a plan that stimulates testosterone, that supports testosterone, and again, keeps your other hormones at bay. And you're going to be shocked, man, because what other people tell you about, you know, again, I talked about low carbs, low fat, you know, you got to have tons of protein, animal diet, you know, all this stuff that we've read or we used to do. You know, when we're younger, yeah, we, you know, if we're building muscle and we're younger, yeah, protein's huge. But you're going to be shocked when I talk about, you know, the macronutrients, and macronutrients being proteins, carbs, and fats. Those are macronutrients. Micronutrients are, you know, the vitamins and minerals that are in the foods, that are in the proteins, the fats, and the carbs. And you know what? The micronutrients are the most important, because the foods that contain specific micronutrients that increase testosterone, increase cortisol, and so on and so forth, you know, all those other hormones that crush us, estrogen, that's what you're really focusing on. It's the vitamins and minerals and the anti-inflammatory ingredients and antioxidants and other nutrients such as phytochemicals. Those are the most important things you should be thinking about and looking for when you're eating your macronutrients, right? Staying away from, obviously, fake processed foods, diet convenient foods like, you know, energy bars and protein bars, you know, artificial sweeteners and fat-free foods, foods that are you know, laden with sugar and soy, you know, fake meats that are calorie controlled, diet shakes, all that shit, man. All that shit. that they try to get you addicted to, right? They make it all sugary and salty and try to get you addicted to it. So you have to fucking, I'm not going to get into all the deep, you know, all the, you know, but, you know, they make you get in, they make it, because, you know, they want you to go to the doctor, they want you to get sick, they want to feed you fucking all these prescription drugs and so on and so forth. And, you know, listen, whatever you believe, whatever, you know, theories or whatever, the point is you need to start eating foods that boost your testosterone and support, you know, metabolism, support fat loss, support muscle growth, and again, keep away all those other hormones that that are killing us, you know, that are killing us. So what is that? What is it? What does the macronutrient breakdown look like? What are proteins, carbs, diets, you know, dietary fats? What should we be eating? Well, basically, you know, high level, you want carbs and carbs and fats are going to be your number one. Fats, healthy fats is the number one macronutrient you need to focus on when you want to increase testosterone. Bottom line, you know, testosterone is produced, and it needs the you know, it needs cholesterol. It needs cholesterol is the precursor to boosting your testosterone, to producing testosterone. So a lot of people will tell you, no, too high in cholesterol. And you know, you're going to get great cholesterol from dietary fats, but without the fat, there's no testosterone. You need cholesterol, your testosterone, your body needs cholesterol in order to start producing testosterone. So again, you know, high cholesterol, all this shit, all these foods. Yeah, the shitty foods that will give you high cholesterol are definitely gonna be negative, but if you're eating healthy fats, that will help give your body the testosterone, give your body the testosterone it needs, the precursor it needs to start to produce it. That's the key. You need to get that cholesterol from dietary fats, which means dietary fats are going to be your number one macronutrient that you need to focus on. That's it, man. It's critical to develop testosterone. Critical. And, you know, again, it's not what everyone talks about. They talk about low fat diets and, you know, that's women and that's, you know, maybe when you're younger or whatever. But for us, if we're really focused on increasing our testosterone, which again is going to help us build muscle, burn fat, all that other great stuff, then we need to get more healthy fats into our diet, because we know that that's, that contains the cholesterol, which is the precursor to testosterone production. Period. End of story. So that's number one. Number two. Ready? Are you ready for it? Carbs. Carbohydrates, boy. That's how I would say it if I was from the Caribbean. Carbohydrates, boy. Dudes, we need to get carbs back in. Not only are carbs amazing for building muscle, it's a fuel, it's a primary source to fuel your muscles, to fuel your brain. You ever go on a low-carb diet and you're like you go on a low-carb diet and you're like 3 days in and you're fucking, you have no energy, because carbs are energy. You can't even think. Your mood's down, you're just drained. It's because your body needs carbs, it's energy. Your body uses carbohydrates as energy. So not only that, but carbs are closely connected to testosterone production, right? If you take your carbs too low, the body's going to perceive that there's an energy shortage, and it's going to get into that famine zone. It's going to protect its body because it's not getting the carbohydrates, so it's going to hold on to everything. It's going to be in a survival mode. It's going to hold on to the fats. It's going to hold on to anything because it doesn't know when it's going to get its next source of energy. And what happens? Cortisol levels go up. Testosterone levels dip completely. Right? Shut down your thyroid production. Slow down the metabolic rate. So your metabolism slows down. All this happens when you go on these low-carb diets. They're not sustainable. But if you feast on quality sources of nutrient-dense carbs, complex carbs, it's a completely different story. Your carbs are going to release that energy slowly, keeping your blood glucose levels, insulin levels balanced. You're going to produce testosterone. You're going to feed your muscles. But you got to eat the right carbs. I mentioned complex carbs. Those are the carbs you need to put into your body in order to have energy, to keep your metabolism going. Nutrient dense, my brothers. Nutrient dense. Keep that blood glucose level balanced. Right? And get that testosterone level up. And you're going to burn fat, man. You're going to burn fat because guess what? Your body has the energy it needs. Now it can go ahead and start burning fat. It's got the glucose. It's got the carbs. So release slow energy, burn fat, build muscle, because you're going to next thing in the last macronutrient that you need to focus on is protein. But protein is not the most important. In fact, if you eat too much protein, what happens is protein has what's called a thermic effect of food. And it's great because it has a high thermic effect, which means that the body takes more energy to break it down. So when you eat high sources of protein, your body actually uses energy, which is calories, burns calories, to actually break down and synthesize the proteins, which is amazing. Fat and carbs are lower. Protein's the highest. But what also happens is because you're putting so much stress on the body, your cortisol levels rise. And cortisol does what? It is a enemy of testosterone. Right? So what do you have to do? You have to eat proteins. Of course, you have to. You got to get proteins in. Proteins are important. Our bodies don't produce proteins naturally. So we need to get a source of protein with every single meal, but a lean, good source of protein, nutrient-dense source of protein with every meal, but it's not our number one macronutrient. We don't have to overemphasize the plate with proteins. We got to get it in. We got to feed our muscles. We got to burn fat, right? But it's not, we got to help our muscles recover, but it's not our number one. And then vegetables. We got to get those vegetables, fruits and vegetables. You know, that's the last thing, but we got to get them in. You know, they contain all the, you know, vitamins and minerals and antioxidants and greens and all those good stuff that'll continue to keep us healthy. So in saying that, you know, you're probably going, wow, really? Come on, man. But it's true. You know, you've got to, you know, maybe even a 40-40-20 ratio. 40 fat, 40 carbs, 20 protein. Or, you know, 40 carbs, 35 fats, 25 protein. But that's really where you want to focus on. That's really what you want to focus on if you want to boost your testosterone, you know, burn fat, build muscle. It's a new way. It's something that you're not used to hearing. It's something that you're probably going, I don't know, man. I don't know. And that's what happened completely to the guys who were doing my program. They were like, oh, shit, man, I don't eat a lot of carbs because I got to get my insulin levels level and this and that. I'm like, dude, that's the reason why your insulin levels are all over the place. You're not giving your body what it needs to balance your glucose levels, your insulin levels. You know, you're not building muscle because you're not giving your body the carbs. You know, you need more fat, you need more carbs, but it's complex carbs. It's the right carbs. It's the sweet potatoes, it's the rice, it's the oatmeal, it's the quinoa, it's the good carbs that, you know, not going to store as fats and sugars and slow down your metabolism. You know, all that other shitty carbs, pastas and all that other shit. So you know, your breakdown should be, like I said, you know, 20 to 25 protein, 40 to 50 carbs, 25 to 40 dietary fats, depending, probably more in the 35 to 40 dietary fats. You know, that's where you need to be focused on, but it's a complex carbs. You know, it's not simple carbs like cookies, crackers, and bars, and cereals, and donuts, and muffins, and cakes, and white pasta. You know, you got to stay away from that. Any, processed foods, you know, frozen foods, you know, fast foods, all that shit. Those are the carbs. That's the carbs that are going to make you fat. It's the complex carbs, like I mentioned before, you know, potatoes and sweet potatoes and rice and black rice and quinoa and oatmeal, you know, those good ones that are gluten-free and you know, because gluten, again, is another thing that crushes your testosterone. It, you know, leads to inflammation. It leads to aches and pains, suppresses testosterone, and keeps your cortisol levels high. So you really got to trust the process. Change up what you're eating. You know, you got to change up the foods that you're eating. You got to change up the macronutrient ratio that you're used to. Change it up. 40-40-20. That's a good way to start. And a balanced meal every plate. So you're eating three times a day. That's all you need. Breakfast. You eat breakfast. You eat lunch. And you eat dinner. And maybe have a snack in between. But your plate is balanced. You've got your protein, you've got your carbs, you got your healthy fat, and you got your vegetables every meal. Done. You eat that, you're going to kickstart your testosterone, you're going to burn fat, your metabolism is going to go through the roof, and you're going to build muscle. Believe me, it happened in my shred program. I had to convince these guys, don't worry, just stay with it. And I'd get like comments like, I can't believe how many carbs I'm eating and still losing fat and still have a high metabolism, still losing weight. Can't believe it. Well, yeah, because it's the carbs that you're eating. You know, and especially after your workout, that's even key. When your glycogen levels are low, you need to feed your body carbs so that your body doesn't go into that starvation mode, that famine mode again, where it holds fat and starts burning the protein that you're putting in, using that as energy, because it doesn't know when it's going to get its next, you know, glycogen. It doesn't know when it's going to get its next carb, its next source of energy, because you're not eating it. So after your workout, when your body's totally drained and your body's drained of glycogen levels, that's probably the most important meal of your day. You get the carbs, 2-to-1, even 3-to-1 carbs to protein, which you're already going to have anyway, because this type of diet always keeps you at 2-to-1 carbs to protein. So you got your complex carbs, you got your fats, and you got your proteins and your vegetables. And listen, people are going to tell you all these things. They're going to be like, oh, well, you shouldn't eat fats here and this and that and, you know, be on this diet. And yeah, yeah. Is it sustainable? And is it supporting my testosterone? And is it decreasing all my other hormones? Like, that's what we need to think about when we're in our 40s, 50s, 60s. That's our mindset. Our mindset is a different style of nutrition. Our mindset is a testosterone-based, supported diet plan. That's what's going to work best for us. And you can, you know, tailor it after you're set. You do it for 4 or 5 months, and you get incredible results. You can tailor it. You know, you can tailor it to your needs. You can tailor it a little bit, and you know, throw in a fast day. A day where you fast for 24 hours to kickstart the metabolism again. You know, you can play a little bit with the ratios, but you still want to keep, you know, let's say you want to, you know, like our first phase one of the Over 40 Shred program is fat loss. So, you know, we pull the carbs down just a little bit. Maybe in the mornings we don't have as many carbs. We pull them down just a little bit because we want to promote fat loss. Not a lot. Maybe instead of 40, 35. Or instead of 50, 40. But then, you know, the next month when we're building muscle, we're going to raise the carbs just a little bit more. So we're going to play a little bit, 5, 10%. We're going to raise the carbs because we want to feed our muscles. Right? Fat's important. The protein's the one that kind of sticks at 20 to 25. like I said, we need a source of protein with every meal, 100%. But protein isn't the number one macronutrient that we have to obsess over. It's complex. It's healthy fats, really. And healthy fats, you know, it's healthy fats. And finding your go-to healthy fats. And that's the best way I can put it when it comes to, like, nutrition, on this type of nutrition, is figuring out your go-to foods. What are the foods that you can eat? You know, the 3 to 4 proteins that you can eat throughout the week, the 3 to 4 carbs, complex carbs that you can eat, the 3 to 4 healthy fats that you can eat, you know, the 3 to 4 sources of vegetables, but, you know, any leafy green vegetable or any vegetable is good, some fruits. When you have your go-to foods, it's easier to shop, it's easier to plan, it's easier to food prep. It's easier to consume because it's foods that you like, and it's easier to sustain this nutrition plan. Go-to foods. Here's a list of proteins, that support, you know, your nutrition plan. Here's a list of complex carbs that support testosterone growth and support fat loss and support muscle growth. And support your metabolism. Here's your list of healthy fats that are going to be key to providing you the cholesterol you need to start the precursor and produce testosterone. Plus, you're going to burn fat, get omega-3s, all that good stuff. So, you know, those. Listen, it's not just the macros; it's the micronutrients. It's the micronutrients that are in these foods, like. Let's break those down, right? Let's break down the micronutrients right now, because that's really where where everything comes together. Because when you understand, you know, the key micronutrients that support testosterone growth, and again, all those, you know, negate all those other hormones, then what's going to happen is you're going to be like, okay, this food has this, that's good. This food has this, that's good. What? Why am I eating this? Oh, because it has this micronutrient, which supports this, or this micronutrient, which decreases estrogen or cortisol. And once you start to learn that, it makes sense. It's like, okay, this fucking makes sense, man. That's why I'm eating this, right? And I can eat more of this. So we've got the macronutrient ratio breakdown, which is probably hard for you to understand right now and hard for you to digest. And again, everyone's going to tell you different things, but what you're going to say to them is, oh, is that, how does that relate to helping me increase my testosterone while decreasing estrogen, cortisol, inflammation, balancing my insulin, you know, how does that relate to it? And see what they say to you. Oh, I don't know, you know. Science proves that the keto diet's the best. Well, no, the keto diet's not best for a fucking 45, 49-year-old man like me, because the keto diet doesn't support the fucking testosterone that I need to produce. How the hell am I going to go on a keto diet? Yeah, it's great for fat loss, but I need my testosterone up, brother. I need to become a man. Meh. So what are those micronutrients? What are those micronutrients that we need to get into our body? Scientifically proven, research, studied all of these things, studied to the T. The macronutrient ratio, studied. This is the best macronutrient ratio if you want to produce testosterone. These are the best micronutrients that you have in your foods if you want to increase testosterone. Number one, zinc. It's the one mineral that's essential for optimal testosterone. It's essential, man. People with low zinc levels also show low testosterone deficiency or deficiency in testosterone, you know? You need zinc, sorry. It's imperative. It's great for your immune system. It's great for healing wounds. It's great for keeping you strong. It's great for helping protein synthesis and cell division. But man, If you aim for 40 grams of zinc every day, and not too much above that, because too high of zinc is going to interfere with absorbing other minerals. So if you get to like 40 grams, you're good, man. You're good. That's going to help you with, again, that testosterone growth. You know? So zinc, and I'm not talking about jumping right away and getting a zinc supplement. I'm talking about getting it through food source. It's always best to get your micronutrients and focus on getting them through rich food sources than it is supplements. Once you hammer down the food sources and the rich foods that you get all these micronutrients from, then you can supplement. And we'll talk about supplements in another podcast for sure. But right now, let's talk about some of the foods that you get zinc from, like grass-fed beef and crab, lobster, oysters. Oysters are a really good one, man. Oysters is a really good one. Pumpkin seeds, meat. Guys, that's why if you're vegan, you got to eat meat, man. You don't have to eat meat. You can do what the fuck you want, but that's where you're going to get your zinc from. Poultry, legumes, nuts. So zinc. Number one, man. Not number one. There's one that's the first one. There's one that's even better than zinc. But vitamin D, that's another micronutrient that we need to get. And listen, the best thing about vitamin D is that we can get it from sunshine, right? It's like the sunshine vitamin, right? It's very important, but it gets forgotten about. You know, a lot of people are deficient in vitamin D, depending on where you live, too, in the world where it doesn't get a lot of sun. You know, you do have to sometimes supplement, but focusing on getting foods that are rich in vitamin D are key. You know, and when you're deficient in vitamin D, you know, again, not only is your testosterone levels down, but you know, health, libido, a lot of other things are going to be lower. So we need to eat as much food as we can, or even supplement with vitamin D, you know? Salmon is really good. Egg yolks are good for vitamin D. Even orange juice, but I stay away from juices because they're laden with sugar, you know? And milk, too. Stay away from milk because that's high in soy and tough to process. So stay away from that milk, boys. Stay away from that milk. But, you know, fresh caught salmon, free range eggs, definitely good to get that vitamin D. But, you know, if you can get it from the sun, that's even better, right? Natural. You don't have to worry about buying supplements and shit. So get that vitamin D up in you. Selenium. That's like a root mineral. You know, it's another primary mineral to help increase testosterone. So a lot of the foods that we're going to talk about, are going to be rich in selenium, especially if they're found in the soil, because that's where this mineral is found. It's found in the soil. It's good in lean meats. It's great in fish. You find it in fish, lean meats, Brazil nuts, tuna, grass-fed beef, of course. You know, you want to get like 400 mcgs daily of selenium. So again, getting that through foods. Turkey, you get selenium in turkey. You know, a nice 4-ounce serving of yellowfin tuna is going to give you like 200% of the total selenium intake that you need in a day. So, you know, very, very key if you can get it from some of those sources. But again, that's one of those minerals that, you know, we talk about. Vitamin A is another mineral. This is one of those minerals that decrease your estrogen. Right, so it's not only about increasing testosterone, but it's about getting vitamins and minerals in there that will help decrease other hormones, you know, destroying our testosterone. So getting some vitamin A through, like, you know, butternut squash and like kale and sweet potatoes and spinach and liver, broccoli, butter, grass-fed butter, of course, egg whites. Like, you're going to get all that through there. Magnesium, that's the king, baby. That is the king, my man. Magnesium, it's one of the best for optimal and overall testosterone, man. It's the best, man. It's a huge mineral that helps with a production of testosterone. You know, promotes strong immune system, promotes muscle growth, regulates your heartbeat. You know, better bone health. But I'm telling you, man, it stimulates the natural release of testosterone. And you're gonna get, and again, like, you can supplement with magnesium, but get it through foods. Get it in bananas and beans and kale and almonds and dark chocolate, even. Not too much chocolate, but dark chocolate and Greek yogurt. I love bananas, man. Like, I eat a lot of bananas. I just eat a lot of bananas because I get a lot of magnesium in there. But yeah, magnesium's huge. Vitamin C. So you already know, vitamin C, not only good for your immune system, not only good for antioxidants, not only good to warm off oxidative damage, but it's also protects your testosterone molecules, right? And the way it interacts with cortisol. Because again, cortisol is that attacks your testosterone. It's that stress hormone, not only just testosterone, but that's like, if your cortisol levels are high, you're high in stress, then your body's gonna store fat around the belly. That's the first place it stores it, man, around the belly. And then if metabolism slows down, it's a gong show. So getting some vitamin C, you know, oranges, black currant, guava, kiwi, green peppers, strawberries, broccoli, papaya, that kind of things. Good fresh fruits and vegetables, that's going to get you your vitamin C. You know, that's going to get you your vitamin C. Calcium. Talk about that. I talked about milk, but you got to eat. You got to eat. You know, you got to get that calcium, not through regular milk. You know, almond milk is great. Almond milk. If you're going to drink milk, drink almond milk. You know, Greek yogurt, plain yogurt, hard cheeses, not a lot of cheese, grass-fed whey protein. You know, almonds, sardines, seeds, lentils. That's where you're going to get some calcium from. You know? But it's really important to get calcium in because it controls the neurotransmitters that release and take place in the cells and hormones when, you know, that release takes place in the cells and hormone, including your testosterone. So, you know, it needs to control that. It's calcium is good to enable you to control. Plus, research shows that it does help elevate testosterone levels, especially after you exercise. Which is critical because that's the time you want your testosterone levels to be the highest, right? After your training, when you can build more muscle. So get that calcium in, but don't get it from regular milk. Almond milk, if you're going to drink milk, but you can get it from Greek yogurt, which Greek yogurt's great because it's got protein in it, plain yogurt, but try to stick with Greek yogurt, you know, grass-fed whey protein, our Lean Pro 30, that's grass-fed. Again, for your vegans, vegan protein is not going to cut it. Soy protein is definitely not going to cut it. Boron is another mineral. You don't really hear too much about it, but, you know, it's another mineral that's been scientifically proved and through research proved to boost testosterone, even up to 29%. So, you know, things like chickpeas and almonds and a lot of vegetables and bananas and walnuts and avocados have boron in it. So those are kind of the key ones. But the four biggest ones, the four ones that I really focus on are zinc, magnesium, vitamin D, and selenium. Those are the four biggies. And a lot of the foods that, you know, we're going to talk about, you know, are huge in, you know, the super testosterone boosting foods have all these great, you know, vitamins and minerals and micronutrients that we need to focus on. Again, I don't know how you're taking this, like, you know, but there's a lot of science, there's a lot of research, and this is the mindset that I'm talking about. We got to change our mindset. We got to focus more on superfoods and foods that kickstart testosterone levels and negate all those other hormones, right? And you're going to start to see your body totally change. Like, again, the guys that are on my Over 40 Shred program, their bodies are fucking transforming like crazy. Just in 3 months, in 1 week, not 1 week, in 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. And 3 months is not a long time. I always say, you got to give a program like 6 months. Like, really strict. No, when I say strict, I mean following the program for at least 6 months. Then that's when you see the magic, especially when we're our age. Like, when you're younger, you're going to get gains and all that shit a lot quicker than when we're older, especially if we start at specific, you know, starting points. But if you say, okay, I'm going to do this for 6 months, like seriously for 6 months, unbelievable. It's life changing. It's life changing. Give it 6 months. Anything you do, give it 6 months. Life changing. You know, don't steer away from it. Stick with the, you know, the journey and enjoy the journey. Enjoy the process. Enjoy learning all these new foods. Enjoy introducing all these nutrient dense, rich foods of micronutrients into your diet and getting rid of all those other foods that cause inflammation and raise your cortisol and boost your estrogen and fuck up your insulin levels and your blood glucose and your inflammation. Oh, I said inflammation. Anyways, all that other shit, you know, cause you to store fat, slow down your metabolism. Enjoy the journey of tasting these foods. You know what happens when you introduce these nutrient-dense foods? Your taste buds change. Because you're used to eating a lot of sugar. And listen, man, we all are slaves to sugar. You know, you introduce that sugar for a week, for a couple days, and fuck. It takes a hold of you, man. It grabs you. And then you go down that sugar path to hell. Your body just shuts down. So what happens is your taste buds change. You know, you're used to the grease and, you know, fast foods and junk and sugar and salty shit and all this stuff that's killing your body. And once you introduce all these new foods, you're like, oh my God, this is what fresh fruit tastes like. This is what a grass-fed beef, my God, this is delicious. Way better than the steak that I pour fucking steak sauce all over and hide the nutrients and put all that crap all over it and douse it with, you know, health-killing shit, you know, but your taste buds change. You start to, the food just tastes amazing. Avocado tastes great. Your rice tastes good. Basmati rice with avocado and, you know, your sweet potato with pumpkin seeds on it, or like cinnamon flavoring on it, you know, grass-fed butter melting on your potato. You know, steamed broccoli, steamed kale, put with a little bit of coconut oil or, you know, olive oil, and then grass-fed butter melting all over it. Grass-fed steak, you know, elk, you know, like wild-caught meat, you know, grilled. And then put a little bit of grass-fed butter on it to get that healthy fat melt all over it. God damn. That tastes amazing. Your taste buds change. You appreciate food in its whole form, the way you're supposed to be eaten. You learn to put healthy, whole foods into your body to fuel your body, to fuel your mind, to fuel fat loss, to fuel muscle growth, to fuel testosterone growth, to fuel everything, metabolism, you know, to boost your immune system, to stabilize your blood glucose levels, to increase your metabolic rate, to provide you with the energy, the long-lasting energy that gets you through the day, to feed you with the foods to help you sleep at night. Right? Health, baby, keeps all of the diseases at bay, prolongs your aging process. Your skin looks good. You're not fucking red all the time. Your skin looks good. You're vibrant. You feel good. You're energized. That's what feeding your body foods that are, you know, you're supposed to be putting in, but more testosterone based. That's what's going to happen. And you can make these taste so fucking good. And your taste buds, I'm telling you guys, it's incredible. When I eat shitty food, like if I, you know, sometimes we'll be like, oh, you know, let's go have some potato chips. Fuck, I two and I'm done. I can't do it. I can't do it. I can't drink beer. I can't put shitty foods in my body anymore. I can't do it. Not at this age. Not when I want to live another 30 years. Not when I want to see my grandchildren and run around with my grandchildren. Not when I want to travel and continue to travel and be in the best shape I can be and be the best man I can be so I can run my business, so I can be in great relationships, you know, so I can reach my potential. It's all about the foods, baby. And what are some of those foods? Coconut oil. It's got those medium chain triglycerides. The healthy fats. The perfect healthy fats, man. MCT oil, I'm telling you. Stabilizes your blood glucose. That's the one that boosts your immune system and kickstarts the metabolic rate and fat loss. Raw nut butter. Avocado, Brazil nuts. Grass-fed butter. Extra virgin olive oil. Sweet potatoes. White potatoes. Black beans. Beets. Pumpkin seeds. Broccoli. White tip button mushrooms, spinach, eggs, whole eggs, get the cholesterol in, wild caught salmon, grass fed bison. Oh, I love bison, man. When you eat wild caught food and fish like yellowfin tuna or wild caught tuna or wild caught salmon, holy fuck, it's so good. It's so fucking good, man. And water. You got to drink water. I say this all the time, but you got to drink water, man. You've got to drink water. You cannot stay dehydrated. You've got to drink it all day, every day, all day, every day. You know, it's, sometimes people include that in the macronutrients. But that's what you need to eat. And okay, so one of the things you say is, okay, well, Funk, I can do that shit. I can eat all those foods. You just made it sound mouth-watering. In fact, my mouth was watering. You know, and even when you go out to eat, you can find, you know, restaurants that will cater to what you want. You don't have to put the sauces and the salad dressings and all that shit, you know. Especially nowadays, you know, restaurants are getting more health conscious. You can go to healthy restaurants and get incredible foods. But you got to stay away from the other foods. Right? Like, yes, you can say, yeah, I'm eating all those foods, but my testosterone levels are low, or I still have, you know, fat around the belly, or I'm not building muscle, or my metabolism's slow, or I have no energy, or my mood sucks, my sex drive's out, and I'm eating those foods. What the fuck, Funk? I'll tell you what the fuck. It's because you're eating the foods I'm about to talk about that are destroying your testosterone and causing you to hold fat and causing you to be inflamed and inflamed and causing you to have slow down your metabolism and causing you to have a shitty mood and causing you to have no energy. Cheese, milk, dairy. That's a food you gotta stay away from. Flax seeds, polysaturated vegetable oils and salad dressings. You got to stay away from that shit. Alcohol, specifically beer, that increases your estrogen. I'm sorry, guys, but it increases your estrogen and shrinks your goddamn testicles where testosterone's produced. It's not started in the brain, but that's where it's produced. So the more beer you drink, yeah, it's great, you know. But you're fucking increasing your estrogen levels. You're raising your cortisol levels. You're storing fat on the belly. You're fucking your shit up, man. Mint. Yes, mint. Kills it. Soy. I'm telling you guys, soy. Stop eating soy. Trans fats. Sugar. You know sugar already. You know, a lot of chemical enhanced meats like the fucking sandwich wraps and all that shit. Sandwich meats and sausages. You know, deli meat, all that shit. You can't eat that shit, man. Microwave popcorn even. Kills our testosterone. Chocolate. A lot of chocolate. I love chocolate just as much as you do. But you can get chocolate, you know, different ways. Listen, guys. If you want to increase your testosterone, if you want to increase your metabolism, burn fat, lose weight, build muscle, increase energy, prolong your life, fuck like a motherfucker, increase your sex life. If you want to be a man, become a man, or, you know, not even becoming a man. You know, it's a manhood, become a man, all that shit. Yes, you know, but it's more about maximizing our male hormone and minimizing our female hormone and other hormones that destroy it. It's all about our nutrition. You know, mindset, that's when you make the commitment. Recovery, that's going to be key. Sleep, huge. But nutrition, you cannot train a bad diet, man. No matter how many workouts you do, no matter how hard you train, no matter how often you train and how long you do it, if your diet sucks, if you're putting sausages and eating sausages and deli meat, if you're feeding your body soy, if you're eating potato chips and sugar-laden foods, if you're fucking eating trans fats and drinking a ton of beer and eating a ton of cheese and throwing a ton of salad dressing and steak sauce and all that other shit on your meats and foods, then guess what, motherfuckers? It doesn't matter because you're never going to get results. Ever. It starts with, well, after mindset recovery, it's your nutrition is key. And like I mentioned before, it doesn't have to be, it's not hard. You know, the macronutrient ratio, 40-40-20, 40 carbs, 40 healthy fats, 20 proteins. Start there, vegetables, 3 meals a day, balanced plate, focusing on testosterone boosting micronutrients, foods with those micronutrients, those foods, testosterone boosting foods, foods that decrease your other and balance those other hormones, and stay away from foods that damage your body. Listen, the foods that I mentioned is not just about testosterone. You shouldn't be eating sugar. You shouldn't be eating soy or drinking soy, whatever the fuck. You shouldn't be, you know, putting trans fats into your body. You shouldn't be fucking eating hot dogs and deli meat and potato chips and junk and goddamn takeout. That's just bottom line. If you want to succeed in any diet plan that you do, healthy fats, like I mentioned, complex carbs, lean proteins, leafy greens, and then cook them just right. And, you know, the seasoning that you put on your foods, that's going to make a difference too, right? The seasoning that you put on your foods and the herbs and spices, that's what you need to spice up your food, not trans fats and sugar and all that shit. You know, those things, you're going to learn how to spice your foods up and season your foods. You don't have to spice them up, season them and put herbs and, you know, that kind of stuff. And keep it simple. Go to, what are my 3 proteins that I can eat? Yeah, for me, it's grass-fed meats, it's salmon, sashimi, you know, it's whey protein powder, you know, it's pork, it's chicken, you know, those are my go-tos, even like dark meat, Because that's got healthy fats in there. You know, what are my go-to complex carbs? Well, it's oatmeal or steel cut oats. It's sweet potato. It's potato sometimes. It's rice, black rice, white rice, quinoa. You know, that's what I fuck with. I don't need to go anywhere else. I don't go with pasta. Maybe on my cheat meal, I'll throw in a pasta, but I don't fuck with that shit. What are my go-to fats? Well, avocado. Eat the shit out of avocado. A lot of olive oil I put, coconut oil, MCT oil, grass-fed butter, you know, a lot of cashews, almonds. What are my fruits and vegetables? Well, you know, berries and bananas and, you know, obviously kale and spinach and broccoli and cauliflower and all that shit. What else called again? Spears, you know. I almost get that. Anyways, steam that shit up, boil that shit, fry that shit, whatever. Coconut oil, cook a lot with coconut oil. You know, it's all about bringing in the foods that are gonna fuel your body, your temple, right? And foods that people are telling you not to eat. Oh, eggs are high in cholesterol. Well, guess what, motherfucker? I need cholesterol because that's the precursor and the primer to production of testosterone. If I don't have cholesterol in my body, then I don't get testosterone production. Period, punk. So it's a different mindset. And once you get it, you keep it simple. 3 meals a day, balanced plate, 40-40-20. Stay away from these foods. Bring in these foods. More micronutrients. Lots of water. And just sustain. And then you throw, once you get that, then you throw in 3 cheat meals a month. Stay away from the alcohol or just very limited. That's it, man. That's nutrition in a nutshell. And we're going to go deeper into like foods and, you know, that kind of stuff. You know, we're going to get some nutritionists on here to talk about that and, you know, how to balance hormones and all of that kind of shit. But I just wanted to take you on a high level. And that's really not just a high level. That's really just pretty much in depth. I pretty much gave you a testosterone-based nutrition plan. You can go and fucking start eating this way and you'll be fine. Now, if you want a plan, then over40shred.com/30-day program, I'll give you that plan, that 30-day plan. I will shoot you coaching videos and teach you about nutrition and support you about nutrition and give you a detox program and how to detox your body from testosterone killing things, not just foods, but like chemicals and other things in the world that affect our testosterone. You know, I'll give you a power 30 testosterone boosting foods. I'll give you a food list that you can choose from. You know, I did all the work. I did all that hard work so that you don't have to. All you need to do is just follow it. Over40shred.com/30-day program. Go get it. Go get it. Go get your mindset together. Go get your recovery strategies. Go get your sleep strategies. Go get your nutrition plan. And go get those workouts. Work out with the Funkster. But if you don't, then, you know, right away, you now understand. And again, if you don't trust me, start doing some research. Start seeing. It's going to be tough. I mean, you can do the research. There's lots of research out there that supports everything I talked about. Tons of it. That's all I fucking looked at for 3 months when I was producing this program. Research and studies and studies and research and abstracts and all kinds of shit. And I loved it because it just like soaked it in. But I did all that for you. All you need to do is just follow it and trust the process. Like I said, those guys in the betas and the guys that are using the program now are just, they're trusting the process. They're changing up their eating habits and they're making it a lifestyle, right? 3 months in, these guys, it's a lifestyle for them. They know now. They're just like, oh yeah, this is what I eat. Oh yeah, this is how I, you know, food prep. oh, these are just my go-tos. I just go to the go here and buy them, and it's where I get my grass-fed butter. This is where I get my meat. Oh, yeah, this is where I get my fish. Oh, this is where I get my vegetables. Oh, yeah, this is how I cook my vegetables. Oh, Funk just posted a nice little oatmeal, morning oatmeal with berries and whey protein and steel-cut oats and, you know, and almond butter. Or not almond butter. Yeah, almond butter. Yeah, almond butter, not peanut butter, almond butter. And mix it up. He posted that. So, you know, that's what I do right now. You know, I just add that into my morning. Oh, yeah, Funk just posted a really cool, you know, breakfast. It's like, you know, four eggs with the yolk, some Ezekiel bread, you know, buttered with grass-fed butter and avocado. Yeah, you know, that's what I eat every morning. You know, that's what I'm fucking here for, boys. That's why we got this Over 40 Shred podcast. Because I want to spread my knowledge. I want to learn from other people who know more than me about this stuff. And I want you to learn. And I want you to trust the journey and the process. And I want you to commit to being the best you can be. Because that's where it starts, right? Like, don't take any more shit, man. Don't make any more excuses, man. Start today, right now. And like I always say, it doesn't matter where you're at. Doesn't matter where you are at currently. Doesn't fucking matter, man. Doesn't matter if you're 100 pounds overweight. It's going to take longer, but the process. Enjoy the journey. It's not a fucking, don't make it like a daunting task. Make it a journey where you're going to step outside your comfort zone. You're going to learn. You're going to experiment. And you're going to get results. That's it. And it's going to be hard, and there's going to be challenges, and there's going to be valleys and peaks, and there's going to be barriers put in front of you, and you're going to have to, like I always say, fucking stand up to that barrier and not turn back, because this is what I say to all these guys in this program right now. I say, there's no turning back. There's no fucking, I tried this, and I'm turning back. That's not even an option. Turning back in life right now is not an option. The option is, here's a barrier, here's something that's put in front of me, I'm either going to go through it, I'm going to go over it, I'm going to go under it, I'm going to go around it, and I'm going to do that by putting together a solution and attacking it. I'm not going to do that by turning around and going back. There's no going back any fucking more. Forward. And sometimes it's going to be slower, sometimes it's going to be fast. And sometimes there's going to be fucking hurdle after hurdle after hurdle. Listen, if you knew what this year has been to my wife and I, the shit that we fucking have to go through all year, the health issues, the fucking issues with all kinds of shit, like one thing after the other, the house, the finance, like fucking everything, like the first 6 months, there's no way most people would fucking just fold and collapse. But there's no going back for us, right? So we got to attack it straight on. And yeah, life is fucking crazy. Lots of shit happens, you know, and sometimes it's smooth and it's like, yeah, I'm fucking smooth, baby. I'm John Travolta, motherfucker. Saturday Night Live or Saturday Night Fever, strutting down the street, you know, fucking I'm John Travolta. Dancing in the middle of the goddamn dance floor, doing the splits and ripping shit up. And then sometimes it's fucking hell. It's fucking the guy in the movie Midnight. What's it called? Midnight Express. When you fucking think that you got away with strapping all that heroin to your body. Yeah, I'm fucking everything. And then all of a sudden you get on the plane or the bus, or whatever the fuck it was, I don't remember. And then they fuck with you because they know you have that shit in there. And they're like, okay, go on, great. And then they come back on and go, get your fucking ass off. Let me see what you have on. And then they fuck you. And then they put you in jail and they put you in a fucking prison and all hell breaks loose. And you got to survive. You got to move forward. You can't go back. And sometimes that's what life hits you with. Sometimes you're John Travolta, and sometimes you're fucking the guy in Midnight Express. And sometimes you're in between. But you can't go back. There's no going back to being unhealthy. There's no going back to settling where you are. You got to fucking go forward, which means you got to be healthy in your mind and your body. You got to do the things that are going to make you healthy so that you can be the best you can be to do the things that you value. You know, what do you value? Is it your family? Is it your business? Is it your work? Is it your fitness? Is it your relationships? Because if you're not at your best, then you can't do any of that shit to the best of its ability and enjoy it. So there's no going back. There's no excuses. Yes, it's going to be hard. And yes, it's going to be uncomfortable. And fuck you, man. Fuck you. Stop bitching and get the shit done. Okay? And that starts with mindset, recovery, and your goddamn nutrition. Stop making excuses about your wife's making this and your buddy's fucking, you know, fucking want you to go out drinking and your fucking barber brought fucking donuts and muffins and I gotta eat it and my boss makes me, fuck you, you're 40 years old, you're 50, you're 60, you're a goddamn grown man. You don't have to succumb to all that peer pressure. You know, make decisions. Sorry. I'm telling it like it is, man. Make fucking decisions. Now stop bitching. That's all. You know, that's it. And then once you start, I'm here for you. I'm not here to knock you down. I'm here to support you. I may have to knock you down and punch some sense into your head in order for you to understand where you need to get to and what you need to be doing. But I'm here to support you through the podcast, through my programs. You know, I'm here to support you. I'm here to help you. I don't care how fucking long it takes. It could take a year, 2 years. How long is it taking you to get to where you are? Of course it's going to take time. Of course it's going to be a journey. It's not going to be fucking a 30-day, I'm going to be ripped. Well, yes, you're going to get results in 30, but you got to keep going. You got to keep going. Don't fall for all that shit that they try to feed you. You're smarter than that. You know what you need to do. You know. Stop making excuses. Commit. Be accountable and get it done. That's it. And once you do that, the world, your life changes. You're literally, your life is going to change. Completely change. You're going to be the grandfather, the father, the husband. You know, I've gone through this before. Travel, do things, step outside your comfort zone. Be more comfortable stepping outside your comfort zone, trying new things. Anyways, this sermon is over. Can I get an amen? Can I get a motherfucking amen? My brothers. Anyways, thank you so much for being part of this. I hope you learned some good nutritional facts. Stay away from all those other diets that may work for some people, but they're not going to work for us. They're not sustainable, you know. Not if you want to increase your testosterone. I mean, if you want to be the way you are right now. No, I'm not going to say that. Listen, start implementing some of these things. If it's still a little overwhelming because there's a lot of information I gave you, over40shred.com/30-day program. Download it. Get on it, grab it, and start hanging out with me, work out with me, coaching with me on a weekly basis, and all your other over 40 brothers in the private Facebook group who will be there to support you on a daily basis. Every freaking day that thing is blowing up, and it's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And guess who's not in it? And guess who's missing? You are. You're missing from it, man. And I'm telling you, the program is foolproof if you follow it. Listen, follow it for 30 days. Prove me wrong. Don't fucking buy it and then look at it and go, nah, it's not for me. Prove my ass wrong. I give you a 60-day motherfucking guarantee. Prove me wrong. Go and use it and follow it and try for it not to work. And tell me how well it worked at the end. I love you guys. I truly do. Stay positive. Stay outside your comfort zone. Be nice to people. Smile. Boost your testosterone and get it done. I'm Funk Roberts, and I'll see you on the next podcast. Peace. Hey, so I hope you enjoyed that episode and got a ton of information that you can go back and actually start using in your everyday life. And if you got any bit of information, useful information or valuable information from this episode, please give this this podcast episode a 5 rating. Give it a nice high rating. It helps with the podcast. It helps keep our rating high so that I can continue to bring you great guests and more episodes of this podcast. Also, please make sure you download the Over 40 Alpha podcast app. You can find that in your app store. Go down and download that, because you'll make sure that you never miss another episode. It's very easy to access. And if you haven't downloaded this yet, please download my free 1 week Over 40 Shred program for men by going to www.freeover40shredprogram.com. That's freeover40shredprogram.com. Thanks so much for your time, and until next time, get it done. Pow.
You've been listening to the Over 40 Alpha podcast, hosted by Funk Roberts, former professional athlete turned master metabolic trainer.